Hey, welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Lab. This is Laura with Star. So we are here drinking our wine. Cheers, Star.
Cheers, cheers.
Yes. So how's everyone doing?
That is some good wine.
Yes, it's really good. What are we drinking? Stella Rosa Red.
Hey.
And it's semi-sweet, and it's so good. Don't chug it.
I know, I'm like,
she's like, let me just chug it.
Guys, get this. I did not know you had to, like, sip wine.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Before, I would just chug it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd pour in the wine, like, 2 seconds later, it's gone. Like, it's just so good. Yes, and then you guys were like, what?
And I turned, I'm like, what? And she's like, she just downed her whole wine. I was like, Star, you're supposed to sip it.
I can't. I get too excited. But.
Ooh, tell us your favorite wine.
Mine is this one. Stella Rosa Red. This was actually the first wine that I've tried. And I've tried other like wines after I tried this one, but they just don't compare. Something about their Stella Rosa Red wine is just amazing.
It's bomb.
I love it.
I know.
Yes. I just wish I had ice.
I know. Sorry.
Laura,
sorry.
Next
time for y'all have ice ready. Some frozen grapes so we can throw them in there.
You
yes.
What?
Yes.
Frozen grapes?
Mm-hmm.
Inside?
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
I don't know, but it's good.
Like icy.
I don't know. One of the girls at work had told me, she's like, put frozen grapes in your wine. And I was like, frozen grapes in my wine? She's like, yes, they're so good. She's like, you put them in there and they observe the wine. So then by the time you're done and you eat the grapes, they taste good. I tried it once and it was good.
Yeah? Alright. So next time, yeah, I'll bring the grapes.
The day before, I'll put them in the freezer with the ice. Oh, yeah. Don't even trip. Yes.
What about yours? What's your favorite one?
I love this one. The one that we're drinking right now, it's so good. But I will say, we had gone to dinner with Ashley. We went to Olive Garden. And we tried a Chardonnay, I believe, confetti. And it was so good. It was really good. And then we tried another one. I think it was Moscato. And I have the picture on my phone, but it was so good. But you know what? I totally want to go wine tasting with you girls.
Yes.
You know,
I've always wanted
to
do that. Yeah.
Where we find, like, each one of us find, like, that's our signature wine. Like,
yes.
That's what we like, you know? Yes.
No, yes, yes. And that wine that you had at the Olive Garden, do you think they would sell them? Like,
yes,
they
actually,
do?
Yeah, actually found one of them at Target, the confetti one. I know she couldn't find it. She's like, I went to BevMo, I went to all these places, so I know she was like on the hunt to try to find that confetti one because it was so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that way next time, you know, go and get those. Yeah, well, I would want to.
Yeah, I know. We also have the bottle of Douce right here because we're going to take a shot. So we can try it. I know I tried it like once or twice, but.
I never tried it.
Okay, so it's going to be your first time.
Yes, and I love alcohol, so.
And that cognac is very strong. I'm letting you know right now. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
So, like, if we were to probably take a shot right now, by the end of the episode, we'd be like.
Okay, yeah. Let's just do it.
And it warms you up, so it's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, so what's up, Star? What's new? How's your week been? What, anything cool going on, special?
Okay, let's see. This week, no, just same old. I'm, you know, trying to be more, like, I don't know how to call it, but I'm trying to go out, hang out with friends a lot more, trying new, you know, going to new places. I am going with a friend of mine on Sunday. We're gonna go to Hollywood. We're gonna go visit the Funko Hollywood shop. I think that's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a store full of like those Funko Pops. You know those Funko Pops? Do you
don't know?
I don't know. Why does no one know that?
I
had asked my coworkers.
They're the little bobbleheads?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My son's into them, but I know that's what they were called.
Funko Pops. I mean, yeah, I think that's, I don't know. Like, I call them Funko Pops.
I just call them, like, big bobbleheads.
Yeah, you do it. Mm-hmm. I told my coworkers about it, too, and they're like, what is that? Like, Funko? What is that? And I'm like, what is those little, you know, Funko Pops? Mm-hmm. But Jason loves those. He loves collecting those Funko Pops. So, you know, we're looking forward. We're going to take the kids, and she's going to take her family, and we're going to go and just hang out. Go to Hollywood. I've gone, but, like, only, you know, when we go to, like, bars and stuff like that. It was never really, like, a, like, family to kind go, of thing, you know? Yeah. I wouldn't, you know? But now I'm like, you know what? Like, I heard it's nice, you know, in the daytime, too. So, yeah, we're going to just go ahead and hang out. But I used this hair product.
Oh, yes, the 10?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is it 10 or is it's just 10? What's the name of it? Is it 10 or is it's 10? I can't remember.
I just remember the 10, to be on, like, seeing the big 10 on there, but don't worry, I got you.
Yes, it's like a blue bottle. I've never been that kind of person where I'm, like, into, like, hair products. Like, I just do regular shampoo and conditioner, and, but I want to start getting into that, too. I want to get into, like, taking care of myself, hair products, lotions and everything, so... I know, Laura, you had recommended to me to use that 10 product. Okay, so I bought the product, right? It was like 18.
That's 18 kind of bucks. Expensive, okay? The full size is like $23.99, I think.
Yes.
I was like, okay, like 18 bucks for, like, you should have just gotten, the full
one. The full one, huh? I know. Yeah.
But it's called It's a 10.
It's a 10.
Yeah. Okay. It's a 10 hair product.
Perfect. So, and it's A10 hair product. Yes.
Miracle Leave-In Conditioner.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
So, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura, so much. I loved it. I used it the next day. You know, I took a shower, and then as soon as I got a shower, you know, my hair with the towel.
Yeah.
And then I sprayed it on.
Yeah.
And right away, I felt a difference. I was like, okay, oh my God, like, this is my hair. Like, this is amazing. I love how it feels. It felt so smooth.
Nice.
You know, I ended up brushing it, and then it just, like, my fingers just going through my hair, and I was like, oh my God.
That's like the best feeling when you can run your fingers through your hair.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you right now about something that I saw online. But yes, that product, my sister, I've seen it around, like, social media for a while, and I never really got to it. And then my sister bought a bottle, the little ones that they sell at Target for, like,
The one. So the one that I had gotten, it wasn't the one that you had gotten first. No. There was a smaller one.
There's a smaller one for 11. Yeah, I think that one was 11 bucks when I checked. And I was like, dang. So I was like, hey, we try it. And she's like, sure, because it was her first time trying it, too. Oh, and I fell in love with it. So I was like, okay, I have to go get myself a bottle, which I still need to go get a bottle. But yes, it leaves your hair like bomb.com.
Yes. 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 And I can vouch for that. That's just, oh my God. Like, I fell in love with my hair. I was like, I need this.
Yes.
I need to keep buying this product because it works.
You would recommend it to our listeners.
Yes. Definitely recommend it. It's a 10.
Hey, high five. It's a 10. 10 out of 10.
It's so good. I definitely recommend it. And then I told my coworkers, I'm like, touch my hair, touch my hair. And they would touch it, like, oh yeah, it does feel solid. I was like, yes, it's a thing. Jason too. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes. Hey, and I think men can use it too, because I know when Dom went to go, when I took him to get a haircut, before she styled his hair, she put leave-in conditioner. She's like, hey, she's like, here's a quick tip. I know men really don't, like, do, like, leave-in conditioners and, like, take care of the hair how girls do. She's like, but I recommend, she's like, spray a little bit of leave-in hair conditioner into the boy's hair, well, Dominic's hair.
Yes.
And comb it out and then style it with the styling products. Because he likes, when he gets haircuts, he likes little mohawks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's like, because the hair products do dry out their hair. And I was like, okay, so I tried it the day after. Okay, cool, we're getting ready for school. And I think I might have sprayed a little too much leave-in hair conditioner, because after his hair would not stay in the mohawk, it would just go flat. Yes. And he's like, what did you do to my hair? And I was like, oh, sorry. But then the second time I tried it, I was like, okay, just a little bit, let it air dry, and then put the products, and then, it stayed. And I recommend it for women and men, definitely,
Everyone. Okay.
Yes. Also, one thing for my dark hair ladies, you know, dark browns, blacks, I know normally there's shampoos out there mostly to for girls with like lighter hair.
Okay.
To keep like the platinum or the blonde.
Oh, right,
like
right.
The color, you know? Yes. So it's so funny because I was watching a YouTube video and I was like, you know, is there any shampoos specifically for dark hair? Like, just because I know there's shampoos out there that says, oh, you know, this shampoo will help last, make your hair color last for a long time.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you a specific one for dark hair? Because they're specific for lighter hair. But what about like our dark hair girls? Like,
right.
What about us, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I come to find out there's one called Dark Envious Hair. And it's by Matrix 10. They have it at Ulta. And oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I love it. Yes. So like you that you have like black hair.
Yeah.
It would help eliminate like the red. You know how sometimes when you have hair, black hair, the especially if you dye it, like the dye tends to like come off with all the washes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this one will really help just to keep the black, the neutral.
Yes.
And will eliminate any of the red tones of your hair. So to keep it like a black.
Like all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, I recommend it. It's Matrix 10, Dark Envious Hair, and it's bomb. Get the conditioner and the shampoo. The only thing I would say is for that shampoo, use gloves because it will stain your hands or your nails.
Really?
So, like,
also, it's not
we
like
have,
a... It's like a dark color? Like when you
Yeah. Like, when you put it in your hair, you know, you wet your hair and lather your hair, leave it on for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you rinse it. But it has, like, since it's... for dark hair, like for black hair, it has like this tint in the shampoo that will it's like when you dye your hair black and you go wash it, it like stains your tongue and stuff. The exact same thing.
Okay,
that's the only like but other than that, I love it. Yeah.
Okay,
so I recommend that too.
All right. And how much did you spend on those?
When I got them at Ulta, they were on sale. They were buy one get one 50% off. And I think regular price is like 25 to like
for
30
both?
Bucks
each.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
and
you know,
it's gonna be worth it
when Ulta has specials. Check them out. So when Ulta has sales, definitely check it out. They're buy one get one half off, and it's worth it.
All right.
Yes.
Speaking of Ulta, you just reminded me they're opening up a new Ulta.
I know.
Mission Hill City.
Finally.
Yes. Do you think like they'll have major sales in the like grand opening?
They better. No, I don't know. But
you gotta find out.
I'm gonna be there like on straight up every paycheck. Sorry, babe. I'm stopping by Target real quick. We need some toilet paper. Dip into Ulta real quick. Because it is going to be right next to the Target, the Jersey Mike's, the 24-hour fitness gym, the whole plaza on Devonshire, and Sepulveda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am. I want to save some of my taxes.
To go specifically to splurge at Ulta. Do you know by when they're going to open that store?
You know what? No. I just know it has, it's barely, it's there already. I know they have, like, the color for, like, the building and everything. You know how it's, like, orange, the Ulta orange, like, black? But,
yeah.
We should find out.
We should definitely find out so we can let our listeners know.
Yes.
Go check out Ulta.
Yes.
No, it doesn't say online yet, so.
No. Okay. Well, when we see, like, you know, the flyer or the billboard, we'll... let them know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And hair products. That was that.
Yes.
That was it.
If you guys have any recommendations for us, let us know. There was something about hair products that came up on Instagram. And it was like a meme kind of. Where the girl had said, my ex-boyfriend... used to tell me, like, you should straighten your hair every day because I love running my fingers through straight hair.
Okay.
She's like, my husband now, when I lay my head on his chest, he loves running his fingers through my natural curly hair.
Oh.
And, you know, when you think about that, it's true. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like, you should, you know, if someone really loves you, they're going to love you no matter how your hair looks.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if it's curly, straight, wavy. So.
That's true.
Love you, ladies.
Yes.
And gentlemen too.
Yes, self-love, y'all.
Yes.
Self-love. 2020 self-love.
So talking about like self-love, yeah, like taking care of yourself. So just how you said, like, getting to hair products and lotions.
Yes.
I believe that everyone should definitely work on finding their, you know, their work and life balance. So if you, you know, you find your work and life balance, you get to make sure that you take care of your mind, your body, your soul.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you are happy.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
No, I agree. I totally agree. I know I've always had a hard time with balancing work, you know, with work and life and the kids. And it's like, okay. But no, this year I for sure like, okay, like this is what I have planned for work. This is what I have planned for my life. You know, this is what I'm going to do at this time. This is what I'm going to do at that time. What's important? What's, you know, what can wait? It's just planners.
Yeah.
Planners. Yeah. Yes. I love planners.
Yes. I me love too. Work got me into planners.
I'm yes. Like, no, yes, it did. Yeah. Oh, man, I love them. Planners and pens. Those. Ooh. But, yeah, I just got my planner. And I'm really, really excited because I love planners, but I've only used them for work.
Yeah.
But now that I'm using this one for, like, my life, I'm just like, it helps, you know, and it's like, okay, I get to see, like, okay, what is my to-do list for the week?
Yeah.
What is my mantra for the week? My hashtag this week is keeping my commitment. So, I really, really like it. Planners, I think Target has the most, like, beautiful, nice,
I agree. You know,
planners.
Michael's too, though, but Michael's is expensive. They have really, really good planners, and they're, like, the thick kind, where it's, like, you plan, like, each page is, like, for a day, and it's just, but they're expensive. And
like, 20,
those are, like, for pros. I'm not a pro yet.
Not there yet.
I just need a simple planner, and I'll make it my own, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, yeah, just, like, trying to take care of myself, too, you know, my kids, with these products and, like, lotions. I'm still looking for a lotion for my face.
Okay.
Something that's, like, for your face, because I've used body lotion before, but that's, like, body lotion, you know? Okay. Like, I want, like, a face lotion.
Yes.
Do you have any recommendations for that?
I personally love the one from First Aid Beauty. That's the one I use.
First Aid Beauty.
Yes, okay. First Aid Beauty. I love their whole product line. Their facial moisturizer, well, it's for the face. It can be for your hands and body as well.
Okay.
And it's the one that I have, it's specifically to help with, like, eczema or was it rosacea that people suffer, like, on their skin. So it helps to heal and calm it down.
Oh, okay.
I recommend it 1,000%. I have oily combination skin, so sometimes my skin can tend to be very dry, and then sometimes, especially during the summer, like, very oily. But with this moisturizer, it has really helped to keep it, like, together.
Good.
I recommend, try it.
No, I will. Yeah, you got me into this tin. I want to get into that too.
Or, you know, I also heard, like, Cetaphil is a really good brand. Their daily moisturizer with, like, SPF 15, so already comes with, like, the sunscreen.
Okay.
Because the one that I have doesn't come with some sunscreen inside, so I have to add my own sunscreen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And they say sunscreen is very important too.
Really?
Yes.
And not only you just go to the beach?
No, you're supposed to use it every day.
No.
Yes. What? Yes, on your face, hands, you know, where the sun hits you. What? Because the rays of sunshine will still get through the car, wherever you're, you know, well, except, like, in buildings, but you're outside walking from your car to work, you know, the ray of sunshine will still impact your skin. And you know what they say, sun ages you faster and quicker, and I'm not trying to be... Look, by the time I'm 50, I'm trying to look like J-Lo, okay? Or something. I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah.
Girl, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to preserve. No wrinkles yet, which I already have some. So I'm like, oh. Yeah, I got my eyelids right here. And I'm like, no, why? But, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say señora. Voy a ser señora.
Girl, I'm 30 already. So, yeah, pretty much. Or literally from the moment I had my kid, it's like señora life, you know? What they say, and it's true. But no, I believe, you know, as moms, we do have to take care of ourselves as well, you know, making sure that we're happy, that we find time to do whatever makes us happy. So whether it's to go to the mall by yourself, whether it's to have a wine night with your girls,
have
a girls' night, to go to the latest club or the bar or lounge or to the movies, just being able to take care of yourself too is very important.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I know. I agree.
Yes.
All right.
So, yeah, with planners, I agree. It helps organize everything. You can budget. You can write down what you have planned for the week. The goals, like you said. And I know we have our planners. They work.
So they do.
Definitely check out your nearest Targets. Get yourself a planner or Michael's, Office Depot, Staples. Yes. You can create your own planner. They sell some too to create your own.
That's cool. Yeah. To create your own?
Yes, girl. There's this girl I follow on Instagram and she makes planners.
What?
Hers specify more towards like budgeting to help you budget. Oh. They look dope.
And she creates them from like scratch.
Yeah, she makes them and you know she produces them and then she sells them. Yeah,
I'll
send you her link, her Instagram. Yes, but hey, what about the Oscars? So you think with the Oscars that just happened, all the planning they had behind going on the scenes, they had to use planners, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
Organization, management had to be on point, production. Ooh. So
and it was raining that day.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, I'm gonna be honest with you. I did not watch the Oscars. But of course, it popped up all, you know, all over social media.
Yes.
Who was your favorite? Did you watch the Oscars?
Okay, so I watched like the beginning of it when they were like, you know, meeting up with celebrities. But I watched it in Spanish.
Okay, that's
fine. I know Spanish, but there was some that I was like, wait, like what does that mean? What is this? But I watched it at the beginning of it. It looked really nice, and then that's when I found out that it was raining out in LA. It was in LA, right? Okay. Or
when was the Oscars? Was it that same day that Kobe passed away, rest in peace, and Gianna and everyone in the helicopter?
It was on a Sunday. Yeah, it was that Sunday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, I saw just the beginning of it, and then I ended up seeing later on, like, okay, like, who were the winners? I was just really excited because Joaquin Phoenix from The Joker, the actor who played The Joker.
Yes, okay.
He got Best Actor.
Mm.
And I was happy because I watched The Joker movie. Yeah. And me and Jason watched it and we loved it. It was just amazing. His acting was just amazing. I believed him.
Hey.
It was just crazy. If you guys haven't seen it yet, watch it. The Joker is amazing. I loved it. Everything about it was just cool. Okay. And yes, but that's what I had saw that he had gotten for Best Actor, and Brad Pitt got an award too.
Nice.
For supporting actor.
Okay, bless you. You're very welcome.
And those are the only two that I saw on my social media. Okay. And then after that, like, I never really followed up with it, but yeah.
Okay, did he have anyone that was your favorite as far as, like, what they were wearing? Best dressed?
Best dressed. I know they did show a couple. But no.
Okay.
No, I no. It's just because, you know, like, they're all about fashion. And
of course.
It's the designers and all these.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Like, extravagant dresses and everything, and it's like, I'm not into that, so I'm like, okay, like, that looks nice, but it was like, there wasn't one that I was like, oh my god. But just, you know, it's cool that, you know, it was nice to see, but it wasn't anything that I was like, oh my god, like, I'm just so amazed by it. But I know you said you didn't watch it, but have you seen, like, on social media?
Yes, like, I've seen people post, you know, like, their favorite, like, best dress, you know, the designers, and to be honest, I don't have a favorite because I don't really pay attention to it.
Okay.
And as I'm talking to you, I'm scrolling, like, trying to find, like, hey, you know, J-Lo looked hot, of course.
Oh,
J-Lo. Yeah, J-Lo's bomb. Kim, she was slaying for the gods, too, that body, her face, her makeup, her hair.
Yes.
I mean, the dress, you know, but it's, you know, it's J-Lo. You know, there's some that just went with, like, titty tape and diamonds on the tape. Like, okay, girl, do your thing.
Okay.
Titties out all 2020, you know? But
titties out all 2020. I like that.
Yes.
Hey, hashtag titties out all 2020.
You know, yeah.
Oh my god.
But yes, I know with the movie, you want to go watch Harley Quinn, the
yes,
movie.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us, give us your review, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, Harley Quinn. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of Harley Quinn. Jason is the one that's mm-hmm. a big fan of Harley Quinn. So for his birthday, I bought the tickets and we went to go watch the movies on the day it came out on Thursday. And we watched it, and at first I was kind of like, okay, you know, it's Harley Quinn, like it's fine, we're gonna watch it. And just, I walked out of there like, oh my god, like this movie was just so funny. It was mind blowing. It was a lot of action. And it got me to love Harley Quinn. Like I was like, wow, like she's in, Margot Robbie, I think she's the one that plays Harley Quinn.
Okay.
See, she's an amazing actress. I love her as Harley Quinn. I can't see anyone else as Harley Quinn but her.
Okay.
She plays the perfect role for that.
Nice.
And so I definitely recommend it if you guys haven't seen the movie Harley Quinn. I know they changed the name. I think it was like Harley Quinn and I don't know. It was like a long title for it.
Name?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't just Harley Quinn. It was something else. And they changed it to Harley Quinn Birds of Prey. So if y'all haven't seen it, I definitely recommend it. It's a really, really good movie. Although it didn't make as much money as they thought they would make, because mm-hmm. I did read a little bit about it, and they didn't make as much money. Sonic came out.
Yes, Sonic, of course.
Yes, Sonic made a lot more money than the Harley Quinn movie, so it's kind of like, okay, you know. I haven't seen it yet. Have you? Or
I haven't.
Okay.
Dominic has, and he said he really liked it. He just said the ending wasn't what he really was expecting, but he said overall it was a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's making me want to go see it now, because
yes.
I'm like, what does he mean by the end?
I know.
Not what he expected.
I was like, all right, Dom, you're gonna stay home. Mom and Dad are gonna have a date night. Go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch Sonic.
No,
you know?
I do. I know.
So I was like, sorry, honey, you already watched it. And he's like, no, that's not fair, but. No, of course, we're going to take him with us, you know,
yeah.
But yes, I definitely, we should go watch the movie.
Yes. And then I'm just thinking about it as he's a huge Sonic fan.
Oh my God.
And
yes.
For him to be saying that it wasn't what he expected at the end, it's kind of, yeah, it's like, whoa, like, okay, let's see what's, you know.
Yeah. So I'm excited. So we should definitely plan, you know,
to watch the movie. Okay. I'm going to like pour more wine.
Yes. This is my second glass of wine.
And I'm gonna.
By the time we take the shot of Douce,
I forgot that we're taking that shot.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Gotta calm down in the wine. Yeah.
Good thing you live down the street.
I know.
And, you know? But with us, you know, snacking, I think it'll help not get too drunk.
Nah, tipsy.
But yes, oh my god, yes, we should definitely go watch the Sonic movie. You know, talking about movies. We keep pushing this YouTube channel and the videos, so we have to create content for our YouTube channel, or
yes.
even doing like the live how we talked about.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we should definitely keep our commitment to that too.
Oh no! Yes. Yeah. This year, I'm telling you, Laura. Like I was, we do gotta stick to this. You know,
yes,
this is like my thing where I know you're talking earlier about like mommy things, you know,
mm-hmm.
like finding out, you know, either go to the mall or go to the movies by yourself,
yeah.
something. This is mine. I enjoy
yeah.
doing this, and it's
yeah.
like, you know, this is nice. I like
yeah.
it. So I would really, yeah, we should get started.
Yes.
We should get started on it, and I think maybe like buy the equipment too.
Yes, Amazon you know? Has some good deals. Shit,
yes.
We'll go to downtown LA. What's up? To Cajones.
Oh yeah.
But talking about that, yes, I think the first video that we make, we should have like a special guest.
Yes.
Yes. And I know you had some people tell you like,
yes.
hey, I wanna, so it's like, okay, you know, we can definitely you know, talk to them, arrange something
yeah.
and see what it is that they, you know, wanna talk about
mm-hmm.
and any experiences that they've had. That's what I would like to have people, you know,
yes.
on here to talk about any experiences that they may.
Yeah, no, of course. And, you know, DM us on Girl Talk
yes.
Lab. You know, if you have a situation that you're going through right now and you just want to get other people's opinions, definitely, you know, you can DM us on Instagram. our email as well.
Yes, girltalklab@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can, you know, talk about it, and it could be anonymous, most definitely. And yeah, I think that would be great. I think it would be great to bring in a special guest, because I feel like everyone has different things that they're into, and they have different topics that they're like, oh, you know, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And it's like, I don't know. And I'm like so interested in other people's lives. So I'm like, I was asking so many questions. Like, really? How'd you hear that? What? This and that.
Like, what?
Yeah, like who, what, when, where, how? But yes, I definitely agree. I think we should definitely have a special guest. Getting our YouTube started for sure. I think it'd be fun to record.
Yes.
Record us.
Yes. Let me just lose 10 pounds. No, I'm just kidding. It is what it is. I'm going to show up and show out. Thug it out till I get it right.
Yeah. Hey, all titties out 2020.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding, guys. But yes, definitely we should. Hey, did you hear about the story about the kid with the dwarf?
So I just glimpsed at it when I was scrolling down Instagram.
Yes.
And I just saw that. Yeah, I heard real quickly about it, that he was a little kid who was being bullied, and he went to his mom saying that he wanted to commit suicide. But do you know the full story about that?
Look, girl, honestly, I've seen so many posts on social media about it. That it's fake, that it's not true, that he's 18 or that he's balling. My thing is, look, at the end of the day, whether he's 18, 20, 9, 8, 10, people are getting mad about, oh, they're scamming us because we're, you know, donating money to his GoFundMe account.
Okay.
Now, the mom did not ask for this, nor did he, nor just the family in general. It was a comedian who set up the GoFundMe accounts. Mm. So we should not blame him or his mom for, like, oh, you're scamming us from... No.
Okay.
You know, it's like, they're not the ones that are asking for money. She just posted the video to bring awareness to bullying.
Okay.
Which, my son has gone through bullying at school, and it's like, that's not okay. I know a lot of moms who have told me, hey, my daughter has gone through bullying, where I've had to go to their school and talk to the principal, try to bring it up to the superintendent. Like, you know, I think bullying is something that has had some light shed to it, but not enough to make it stop. You know, it has to stop. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, going back to like the GoFundMe account, they didn't ask for it. You know, if you donated, okay, well, that's on you. But you know, there's pictures online going around social media where he's, you know, he's from Australia, so he's holding up, you know, Australian money and his Gucci. What? And it's okay, you know, again, the mom didn't ask for the money, nor did he, nor did she. Simply was like, look, bullying needs to stop, you know. And I didn't watch the full video because I started to get teary-eyed.
Oh, really?
Because
it's a video.
Yeah, there's a video of him where he's telling his mom, heart or something, I want to die because of the bullying. Oh. And I couldn't watch it because of what my son has gone through. Mm, okay. And it's, I can only imagine, you know, the conversations that I've had with my son about his bullying, how he's felt.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gotten, you know, to the point where he's like, mom, you know?
Yes.
So just watching starting to watch, and I was like, nope, I can't watch this. But yeah, there's photos of him going around with, you know, girls and money, and some people are saying it's fake, people are photoshopping it, some people are saying no, that's his account. At the end of the day, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's bullying him, whether you're telling him, like, hey, like, this is your fraud, or his mom. Now you're bullying someone. Yeah. Again, they didn't ask for the money.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's definitely going around social media, and I think we should, you know what we should do? Do some type of event to bring awareness to bullying.
Oh,
You know how we had talked about, like, doing, like, events or charities or...
Yeah.
We should definitely do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our to-do list.
Yes.
Like, definitely write,
write it on here.
On our planners.
Yeah, so we can definitely think of something to come up with. Would our listeners join? Where do you guys show up? Would you guys help promote the event? If we did something where it's just to bring awareness to bullying, and, you know, everyone come, where you... You get to meet people, all types of people that have been bullied, kids, and we all just interact and support each other.
Yes.
I think we should do, you know, do something like that for our community.
No, yes. Yeah. Yes. And if you would want to support, help, definitely let us know.
Yes.
Let us know, please. Yes. Yes. But yes. That's nice, Laura. I like that you thought about that. That's
we should. Really
good. Yes.
Have your kids gone through anything like that at school?
No. Okay, that's good. No, no. They're just there.
That's good. She's like, no. They're just there. Yeah.
Yes, but... Okay, so then that's crazy, that story about that, you know, yeah. That's, oh, have you went to it where you're like, okay, I think this is fake, or do you think it's real?
I've seen some pictures, and I've gone through different social media pages where they, you know, are posting pictures, and I don't know, I just feel like we should not bring negative attention to it, whether he is 18 or not, at the end of the day. The principle is that he has this syndrome, and let him be. He didn't ask for, again, I'm going back to, he didn't ask for the money, because that's what people are making it about. Like, oh, you know, they raised over $40,000, and I've seen, they raised over $200,000. And it's like a trip to Disney, and it's okay. Again, he didn't ask for this, so let's not keep bullying him now for this that he didn't ask for.
Okay.
I truly believe that there's intention was just to bring awareness to the bullying. And like she says in the video, like, when is this gonna stop? And
I gotta watch that video, because okay,
you know, talking about kids, I went on my son's field trip today.
Oh yes,
yes. Let me tell you, these kids are so fucking smart.
Really?
Okay, look, we went to the gift shop at the end of the field trip, and I bought some pens. I want to give one to you and Ashley.
Woo!
Yeah, they're gel pens, and they're so dope. We went into the gift shop, and all the little kids, you know, like, I have $40, I have 20, I have 5, you know, I want to buy something for my mom and my dad, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I was a chaperone, so I had to help, you know, manage the kids. And they were looking at stuff, and they were like, $6 for pens? And I was, and it's the pens that I bought, okay? So let me tell you. So these little kids, they're fourth graders, okay? 8, 9, 10 year olds. And they're walking around the store. And they're looking at these, and they're like, oh. I'm like, where are the pens? I want to go to the pen section. So they're like, oh, Miss Zamago, they're over here. So they walk me over, and then we're looking at the pens. And I was like, oh, they have gel pens, and they change colors. Like, it's, it's like a tie-dye pen. They're cool.
Nice. Yeah.
So, and they are scented, too.
Ooh.
Yes, girl. So I'm looking at the pens, and then the little boys and the girls start looking like, oh, the pens. And they're like, $6 for a box of pens? And I was like, oh, it made me feel guilty. And they're like, we can go buy this at the 99 cents, Miss Amago. And I was like, okay, but they're not scented, are they?
I know.
Like, stop. So then I'm like, dang, but I put them in the little basket. And I was like, okay, let me put them, because I want them, you know?
Yeah.
So then we're walking around. They're looking at plush toys. And there's, like, these little robots, like, so tiny for $8. So they're looking at, the boys are like, oh, my God, like, this looks so cool. And they're like, we want to buy one. And I was like, okay, perfect. Let's check the price to make sure it's within your budget.
Yes.
And they look, and they're like, oh, my God, $8. This place is a ripoff. And I was like, oh, my God. And just, you know, at the end, we were waiting for the bus. Some little kids were like, yeah, Miss Amago, that store was a ripoff, huh? And I was like, oops. I walked out of there spending, like, a good $50. So I was like, you're making me feel guilty. And they started talking about, like, yeah, you know, we're walking around. And as we were looking at things, we wanted to make sure that what we purchased, we were going to put into use. We didn't want to spend our money on pens and then we forget about the pens.
Wow.
We didn't want to buy, you know, a wallet and then we're not going to use it. And I was like,
what?
You need to teach that, because there's some adults, and sometimes I'm like that. I'm not going to lie. I'll say, no, I have the money. I want to spend money on candles. Oh, candles, I use them. But still, you know, it's like, you know, things that sometimes we buy and then we just leave it. And it's like, oh, we forgot about that we had this.
Yes. Yes.
And I was just standing there and like, wow. And I was like, you guys are smart. Like, you guys are smart with your money. Like,
yes.
You guys need to keep it up, because in the future, you guys are going to help save.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're the economy. You guys are going to be, hopefully, keep that same mentality and become wealthy in the future. And yeah, they were like, yeah, we were not going to pay $6 for pens. You can just go to a cent store. And I'm there like, yeah, I walked out with my box of pens.
You were like, yeah, no, you're right.
I spent them $6 on them pens.
No, but you know what? For me, like, if I would have gone and, like, well, yeah, when I've gone to the museum with the kids and, you know, they want something from there, like, I'm just like, okay, let me buy it for you, because for me, it's more of, like, the moment. Like, you're there, you're in the museum, you want to buy something that's from the museum. Exactly. You know, not from, like, the 99, which, you know, I was like, okay. But they are, you know, pricey.
Yeah.
They are. But for me, like, I don't know. I like that where I'm like, okay, the kids bought this at the museum. You know? Yeah. Like, all right, you have to take it to the museum.
And then if it has, like, the museum's name on it.
Yes.
Which the pens don't. I'll let you know right now when I give you your pen, they don't. It's just regular schmegular, and it says, like, Tutti Frutti scented gel pens. And they're, like, neon bright, too. Okay. They're bomb. But, yeah, like, they had pencils, and, yeah, they're engraved. And it's, yeah, it's about, like, hey, I bought it at the museum. It's, like, what is it called? Like, a... Dang, I forgot.
What?
Like what? A recordatorio. Like a memory, but, like, there's a word to it, though. Like, when you go to quinceañeras, and they give you the little...
¿Recuerdos?
Yeah. So that, but in English.
Recuerdos.
Yeah, the recuerdos. But from the museum, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, that there's, you know, these kids are smart. They were all into their social media.
They had social media?
Girl, yeah. They were doing TikTok videos.
TikTok
they were videos? Yes. They all, like, they're in little groups, you know, with their friends, and they would set their iPads. I was like, girl, I don't even have an iPad. Like, what? She's like, yeah, this is better than an iPhone because it's bigger.
Oh,
I was like, girl, bye. She's like, what kind of iPhone do you have? First of all, does it matter, girl? But I'm going to tell you, I have an iPhone X. She's like, well, I have an iPad and I like it because the screen's bigger.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Okay, bad and bougie, girl. Okay. So, yeah, they would set up their little iPads, their phones, and they'd be like, look, we're going to do a challenge. And I was just there like, this is, you know...
This is
what the world has come down to. There was the kids that I chaperoned throughout the whole field trip. It was a group of boys, and they were like, yeah, we have TikToks, and, you know, I have 1,000 followers. Oh, I have, like, 700. I have 2,000 likes on my latest video, and I'm like,
what?
I don't believe you. Numbers don't lie. Check the scoreboard, so let me see. What are your TikToks? Pull them up on your phone.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, in my mind, and they were like, follow me on TikTok. And I was like, no, I can't do that. Sorry.
No.
And they're like, okay, can you just check out my page? Like, no, sorry, I can't do that. But I don't, whether it's true or not, girls, these kids have thousands of followers on TikTok and likes, and I'm over here with
my 480
followers on Instagram.
It's like, what? Okay, that's crazy.
That is,
oh my God.
Yes. But
speaking about school, I wish I would have learned about credit, building my credit. Mm-hmm. In, like, middle school, high school, because that is something, you know, I believe they should be teaching it at school.
Oh, like finances, 1,000%.
You know? Like middle school, high school, so yeah. To get, you know, to get us prepared, because...
I agree.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, that's just all what it is now with everything, like, your credit. You got to make sure you have good credit. Yeah.
And you know what? When you sit down and think about it, from my experiences, not all... know about, like, how to take care of the credit, the importance of the credit, financial, like, being financially stable. My parents didn't really, like, and this is me being honest, they didn't teach me, like, oh yes, like, you have to.
Yes.
Like, my dad and my mom, like, yeah, they've scolded me, like, why did you do this, or why, you know, growing up, you know, 18, 19, till this day, they're like, okay, we're waiting for you to buy your house. Come on. It's like, okay, wait. Like,
hold up.
I'm going to do this when I feel like it's the right time to do it, and not just, okay, I have the money for a down payment.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, I want to make sure I have a good couple of stacks because I'm going to want to renovate my house or do certain things.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But it was never like a, hey, let's sit down and talk about, you know, having 401k, which I have 401k. Do you?
Barely. Girl,
yes. It's
barely
okay.
Got it. Yeah.
It's okay that you barely got it, because if you look at your stats on the app from your phone, it'll tell you, like, oh, by the time you retire, you're going to receive this much a month.
Oh.
And I started mine like 2 years ago. Now where it's at, I'm just like, dang, okay. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And even like where I work, some of the girls are like, hey, you know, what's 401k? And I'm like,
yeah,
let me show you. Like, let's go over it. Like, here, we have webinars, we have this. But yeah, parents don't really, well, from my experiences, like other friends that I have and just family members, where it's like, parents don't sit down and tell you, hey, let's talk about the importance of your credit.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. having your savings.
Yep.
And making smart decisions when you're going to purchase a car, how to negotiate your car deals.
Yes.
Or even when you're purchasing a home, like negotiating and things like that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's important for us. For me, I see it like, you know, breaking those habits and getting the knowledge and teaching that to my kids.
Of course. Yeah. I agree. Yes. I have Milani's and Caden's things saved up too, you know? So, I mean, and I can't wait to like teach them once they know better understand and when they get older about their money, their finances, credit and everything because...
In school, did you have life skills? I did, but life I forgot what they taught me. I don't even know what the fuck we talk about. But girl, anyways, no I wish idea. Like they would teach about like stocks and bonds. You know, when we talk about our kids and like their future, and okay, we're saving for them. What Vlad started doing for Dominic, they started recycling. So nice. they like we recycle at home. And every Sunday, they wake up early, either Saturday or Sunday mornings, wake up super early, go to the recycling place, turn in the recycling can or the cans, whatever, get the money. And he opened the stocks for him.
Really? Yeah.
And so every time they go and they get their money, it goes straight to Dominic's stock. And it's under his name and everything. And he can't touch it till he's 18. And the stock, you have to be knowledgeable, like... knowing where you're gonna put your money, like which stock, because it can either hurt you or it can be like, dang, you've quadrupled what you know. Yeah. So what he made sure he did his research, like this is the stock that we're putting his money in, and it's been going on 2 months and it's already made profit.
Wow. Yeah.
So even something like that, doing something small like that, it's trust me, in the long run, it's gonna help.
Yes, I always thought about that, you know, people open up accounts, bank accounts for like their children. For sure, I know I want to do that, but it's just, I gotta find the time to just actually go and do my research about it first.
Yeah,
and then go
do
and
it.
Start
do it. Vlad is the one that's all into stocks and all that. And okay, boo, and so far, everything that he's invested. Has had a good turnout, so,
that's so good.
Definitely I recommend it. Yeah, do your research, girl.
And Vlad, stock 101. Yeah,
you know, and we should talk about more things like this in our, you know, definitely in our podcast because there's people out there that's like, what do I do with my money? Or I'm you know, and it's like, hey, you have to be smart.
Yeah,
for me, it's like, I don't care. Keep the Gucci, keep the Louis, keep the jewels, keep the mansions, the Lamborghinis, I just need the money to make sure that we're okay.
Oh yeah.
And that my family is okay and my in-laws are okay and just my future grandkids don't have to suffer or moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care about
no
goddamn fucking Gucci belt. Girl, who's you're gonna spend thousands?
No.
You see all these rappers that make so much money and it's like, oh, I bought a Benz and, you know, I bought $100,000 in jewels. And these are upcoming rappers that I've seen. And I'm like, okay. And I've seen other rappers talk about them.
Yes.
Like the old school rappers where it's like, hey, young man, instead of spending that check on jewelry, why don't you buy a house? Because that's going to last you longer than the jewelry.
Yes.
And it's it's true. Why, you know? But invested. Whatever.
Yeah.
People do whatever they want with their money. We just have to... teach our kids how to be more responsible with it.
No. Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Should we take our shot before we give them our songs of the night? Come on, Star.
I know you saw my face. I was like,
No, just a little bit. Not even, because this is too much for me.
Yeah, that's that's one shot. No. Okay. Before we take the shot, I just wanna. I want to say that I got.
We're excited. What? Whatever you're gonna say, just tell me.
Oh no, it's something we food. Okay, so I've aside from my mom's tamales, because I love the way my mom does her tamales. They're the puerco rojo.
Oh, nice.
Oh my god, they're bomb. Okay, aside from her, she only does them when it's holidays, Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's. So I don't know. Today, I went to go drop off the kids from school, and I'm not one to. go out to like the women that are selling or like the people that are selling tamales in the street.
Sometimes
you know?
They don't know.
Yeah. So then, and then like, I don't know, like it never really interests me. I was like, nah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then I don't know why, for some reason, there was a lady that was by my kid's school, and I was gonna go. I was like, okay, you know what? I can use a tamale today, you know?
Yeah.
And my mom wanted some too. So I was like, okay, you know, like let me buy one for her. I parked, but then I was like, wait, I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Because when I take my kids to school, I don't take my wallet.
Your driver's license? Girl, pray that you don't get stopped by the cops. Star.
I know. Jason told me to always take my wallet, so I know I'm going to start. But, so I guess it was a sign, you know, because I didn't have a wallet. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to get it. Like, let me just go home, you know, whatever. I went home and then, like, I was just like, man, like, now I do want some tamales. I want tamales with champurrado. Mm. So then I walk in and then I'm like, hey, mom, do you know, like, where they sell, like, good, you know, tamales?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. She gave me a recommendation. She said she likes the one that's by Bank of America on
Sepulveda. Oh, right here. Yes.
Yes.
I always wanted to try theirs, but I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Try it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What did you try?
Okay.
The tamales and the drink? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Tamales and champurrado. So I went and I was like, okay, cool. Like, let me go. So then I got my wallet, I left, and then I got two for me, two for my mom, and then two for my sister because my sister
nice.
Wanted some too.
Yeah.
And so we got the, you know, the puerco, the red kind.
Yeah.
And the two champurrados for me and my sister because my mom didn't want one. So then, you know, I was like, okay, like, cool. And there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I kind of was kind of like, okay, like, this might be good because
yeah.
there's people you
yeah.
know, buying from her. So I'm like, this is good. So then, whatever, go home, and then, like, oh, my God, like, I just opened it, and, like, the smell was just amazing, like, oh, my God, and then, like, and it was pretty big, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, like, this big.
Ooh, for how much?
Yeah, it was $2.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
$2. I wonder if she's on the weekends. Ooh, mañana, sábado,
oh,
nos levantamos.
Sundays.
Ooh. Let's go.
Yes. But, Laura, like, these were, like, so amazing. Like, the tamales, they almost reminded me of my mom's tamales.
Yeah.
They're, like, good, you
yeah.
know? Oh, man. So, I think I found my tamale lady. I just want to give a recommendation. If you guys like tamales, definitely try the one, the lady that's on Sepulveda in Devonshire.
Yes.
By the Bank of America.
Yes.
Oh, man. Champurrado, it was okay. I like my champurrado thick. So,
girl, let me tell you, let me put you on to where you need to go try the champurrado, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's a Carousel Bakery, that's what it's called.
Carousel
Bakery.
Okay.
And the cross streets are going to be Van Nuys and Vina.
Okay,
is it? No, it's not Vina. Van Nuys and I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I'm on Google Maps, like, okay. Van Nuys, it's on Van Nuys. Just go down Van Nuys before the Maria Immaculada.
Okay.
So one day on my way to work, I'm like, you know, I've been wanting to try them because I follow them on Instagram and their food looks delicious. Their pupusas and everything.
Oh, pupusas.
So I get there and I was like, okay, I have about 10 minutes before I have to get on the freeway to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Their pupusas are amazing.
Okay.
They're and they're huge, star. Like, they're big, they're cheesy. If you love, they're just
I love
bomb. Okay.
Oh.
And I saw that they sell champurrado.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, me dan champurrado. She's like, okay, mija, quieres mediano grande, no? So okay, I don't, you know, it's my first time, so I was like,
okay.
Mediano.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, claro que sí. It's the perfect temperature, so it's not too hot and
oh,
it's not cold,
God.
Where it's like, oh, it's like. You can drink it right then and there.
Oh,
and it's gross. Thick. Like, not thick, where it's like, okay, but it's thick enough where it's like, this is, like, I like my champurrado thick. Thick, too. I don't like it, like, too, like,
watered
down.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Girl, go.
Yeah?
Again,
okay.
El Carousel Bakery on Van Nuys. Shout out to them. You guys always hold it down with the pupusas, the champurrado. They have, you know, your authentic Salvadorian, you know, breakfast and... They have, you know, the bread, like pan dulce, and they have just huevos, rancheros, the platanos, everything, the sandwiches. Try it, start. They're bomb. So
okay.
Shout out to them. Follow them on Instagram, El Carousel Bakery.
Got it.
Yes.
El Carousel. Okay,
well,
good.
Should ask your tamal lady if she has, like, an Instagram or a Yelp, you know? Like,
for real? No,
yeah,
you're right. No, I definitely, yeah. She's, her tamales were just so bomb. Like, I was just like, dang, I should have gotten more.
Yeah.
I should have gotten more tamales. But at least now I know. And I've always seen it there, but this time I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go try it. Oh, my mom recommended me to her, and I'm like, oh, thank God. I was like, thanks, Mom. But I'll definitely try the place because I love pupusas.
Girl.
I love
pupusas. Go. Yes. Go. So why don't we add this to each episode? What do you guys think? At the end of the episode, we give, like, our favorite food of the week, any recommendations, and then followed by, you know, our favorite song of the week.
Of course.
And,
yes,
you know, shout out to, you know, the businesses out there. Sometimes, you know, they need, we're here to help them.
Support.
Yes. Yes. So you ready for that shot?
Woo-wee.
Like, just a little bit. Just so you can try it, because I know we had talked about it, you know.
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
You want to smell? Okay.
No, I don't want to smell it. Just give it to me.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right.
Is that too much? You want to share? You want me to pour some in mine?
Yeah.
And this thing smells.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
All right. Okay. So, we're going to cheer this. Cheers. And then we'll start with your favorite song after.
Oh, yes.
What's going to be your favorite song?
Okay. So, my song would be Take Care, Drake featuring Rihanna. I love it.
Hey. Drake is Drake. Like, I've been listening to him all week. I'm on my way to work. I'm on my way back home from work.
Yeah. Exactly. Whether it's from Drake. His older albums to his newer albums, I can't get enough of Drake.
Yes, I agree. So let's take this.
Cheers!
Woo, that do say hits different.
Holy!
Cheers! Drink some
wine.
Man, that burns all the way down. You feel it?
Your face?
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to record. I'm telling you, when we do these YouTube videos, they're going to be able to see our facial expressions. When we try new liquor, we should add that too. We try new liquor and stuff. Any recommendations? Oh, there's a new Malibu. Ashley had tagged me on Facebook, a new strawberry Malibu drink.
Strawberry?
Sparkling. I love strawberry. Oh, it looks amazing. I was like, Ashley, we have to try
next
it.
Next time.
All right. So here's...
And here's my song, Take Care, Drake featuring Rihanna.
Put us in our feeling star. Now we're like in La La Land right now.
I know.
From cloud nine.
That do say A is kicking A.
Hey, I told you it's good.
Alright.
Now that was, you know, the lovey dovey. Now I'm gonna hit you guys with some hardcore shit. Get on your A game, on your hustle, your grind. Here's Cardi B, Money. We had to have a 2-episode special today, but please give us your feedback. Let us know whether you like, you know, this episode, you like what we've been incorporating. I promise we're only gonna get better.
Yes, of course.
And sorry, is there anything else you want to talk about? This wine is hitting me. I'm sorry. I'm like, my eyes are droopy.
Ooh, I know, saying that do say, hey, that rhymed. Okay, yes, but no, just, you know, again, as I always say, thank you to everyone and our supporters, friends, families, friends of friends, families of families. Yes, everyone around the world.
Co-workers.
Co-workers. Oh, my God. Yes. Co-workers. Thanks, y'all. And I hope in our next podcast, we'll have a secret agent. Is that to say? A secret agent. A special guest. Oh my God, a special guest. So that's gonna be something new and exciting.
Yes, that definitely will be exciting.
Yes. Well, thanks, y'all.
All right, so, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like Star said, hopefully next episode we have a special guest joining us. And that is all for now. Thank you so very much for joining. Thank you so very much for listening. And till next time.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.